miles I roamed.
All right, folks, we are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to be taking your calls for the first 2 hours, going over the news, and especially this story broken by Raw Story. Obama staffer wants cognitive infiltration of 9/11 conspiracy groups. We have the full 30-page dissertation right here, and we're going to go in-depth into this. What's his name? Is it Sustine? It says Cass R. Sustine of the University of Chicago Law School, and I was just thumbing through this thing. It's revolting. It cracks jokes. It tries to associate everybody with Holocaust denial. It talks about Donald Duck, King Kong, and Marilyn Monroe, and of course, space aliens, among many other very disturbing things. Kind of makes me sick to my stomach. A guy like this is an actual law professor. Then coming up in the third hour, we are going to be joined by Cindy Sheehan for the entire hour to discuss her protests going on in Washington, D.C., and abroad. There's a new YouTube video of her actually at Dick Cheney's house, yelling from beyond the gate. So we may play that later as well. Also going to talk about this new photo that was digitally enhanced to supposedly look like bin Laden over a decade later. Funny thing is, they used an Egyptian man to do it. If you've seen this thing, first of all, his skin is gray. It looks nothing like him. It doesn't look like Blackbeard pirate bin Laden. That's the last video that we've seen from the man. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it said just a couple days ago, oh, the photo was just updated for age and a beard. But now you can see that actually it's the face of a Spanish official. Where do they come up with this garbage? And the public just buys into it. Al-Qaeda in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in Africa, Al-Qaeda everywhere, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. We've got yet another drone strike being reported on today, killing 20 more people. It's all fun and games until drones are attacking us here in the United States from thousands of feet in the air, with little to no defense on the ground. So these are issues we have to deal with today. We have to expose them today so that what's happening in the Middle East doesn't come here, folks. Do you understand how dangerous it is to have a criminal government in control of remote drones that can kill hundreds at a time with zero accountability? And we're going to be talking about that with Cindy Sheehan as well at the end hour of the program. Now, this is a 30-page dissertation on quote-unquote conspiracy theories. Let me read you the intro. Many millions of people hold conspiracy theories. They believe that powerful people have worked together in order to withhold the truth about some important practices or some terrible event. Now, time and time again, this is proven to be a reality. Powerful people do withhold and distort information to the public. We're seeing that right now in the case of AIG and Geithner. It's not even a secret. It openly happens daily. Throughout history, powerful people have conspired with one another. They act like it's never happened. Not so powerful people conspire with one another for their own agendas, for their own goals. A recent example of this belief, widespread in some parts of the world, are that the attacks of 9/11 were carried out not by Al-Qaeda, but by Israel or the United States. See, it doesn't start with the United States. It goes Israel or the United States. How dare you think that this is an international intelligence operation with role players in Israel, in the United States of America, in Saudi Arabia, in Pakistan, and beyond? International intelligence operation. That's how plausible deniability works. The same thing happened in the Iran-Contra affair during the 80s. We have to grow up. We have to get beyond these paradigms that the mainstream media sets for us. I'm Jason Burmis. This is the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this. Go check us out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
I've been drifting along in the same stale shit.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Back, it's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burbus. We're going to go to your calls shortly. Before I continue reading conspiracy theories by Cass R. Sunstein and Adrian Vermeul, these are Chicago law professors. And what's the other guy over here? What's Adrian? Adrian is Harvard University. Oh, he's from Harvard. I should probably bow down and kiss his knickers because he's so much more intelligent than I am. After all, he's Ivy League, folks. Why listen to somebody like Jason Burmis when we can listen to the Ivy Leaguers? Now, before I get back into this, I would rather gleefully like to announce what I think is going to be the end of the New York Times. All right, the end of the New York Times. All right, yeah! Now, why do you say that, Jason Burmis? They are going to start charging people for their online content. And I can guarantee you that spells death. With everybody out there giving away their writing for free, you can bet the New York Times isn't going to get some niche market. I think it's dead within 12 to 18 months unless they revamp that policy or drop it altogether. All right, so this guy mainly is talking about conspiracy theories revolving around the 9/11 attacks. However, he just goes beyond the pale. First of all, he wants to do in his introduction, the truth is out there, snicker, ha ha. Always trying to bring in the X-Files and Fox Mulder and Scully and green spacemen from the planet Zenith. They always want to start with things that are so beyond the pale, so unable to be proven. The things that crackpots do latch onto, they are desperate here. The truth is out there. Conspiracy theories are all around us. In August of 2004, a poll by Zogby International showed that 49% of New York City residents with a margin of error of 3.5%, believe that officials in the U.S. government knew in advance of the attacks and were planned around September 11, 2001, and consciously failed to act. And, of course, they bring up the Scripps Howard poll of 36% of Americans believing the same thing about 1 in 3. Here's where it goes, again, just unbelievably off the charts, okay? First of all, they say, you know, conspiracy theorist literature is all thinly veiled. None of it has any facts. Here it is right here. The academic literature, the academic literature on conspiracy theories is thin. It's thin. Now, they don't try to dispel any theories. They don't go to any of the sources. They just say it's thin. Really? Because 98% of what I talk about has graced the covers of Newsweek, Time Magazine, The New York Times, The Post, The Washington Times, The Los Angeles Times, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. The list goes on. Where do we get this information from? We get it from the mainstream. So when this guy writes down the academic literature on conspiracy theories is thin, we're talking about things that are reported on by the mainstream media. And then he says it falls into two classes, work by analytic philosophers, especially in epistemology and the philosophy of science, and then a smattering work in sociology and Freudian psychology. They always want to make this about a psychological profile, never about the evidence. Let's not talk about the evidence. It's all Holocaust denial, King Kong, space aliens. I mean, at one point in this paper, they actually admit that conspiracies do exist. But again, he throws in like a little bit of laughing disinformation as he does it. This is page 4 of that paper. Of course, some conspiracy theories under our definition have turned out to be true. Now, this is following him saying that he actually says that the Trilateral Commission is not responsible for important movements of the international economy. What do you think the Trilateral Commission was set up for? Of course it's about setting agendas and interests in the international economy. It's open. But here he is. Of course, some conspiracy theories under our definition have turned out to be true. The Watergate hotel room used by Democratic National Committee was, in fact, bugged by Republican officials, an open conspiracy. He also then talks about MK Ultra and LSD, and it goes far beyond LSD, mind control programs and the likes. MK Ultra is only one. We know about Artichoke and others. He actually says that Operation Northwoods, a rumored plan by the Department of Defense to simulate acts of terrorism and to blame them on QAnon, really was proposed by high-level officials. So he even admits, hey, Northwoods is real. But then here's where it gets totally off the cuff. He then says in 1947, space aliens did in fact land in Roswell, New Mexico, and the government covered it all up. And then he goes, ha ha ha, well, maybe not. It's a big joke to these people when they write 30-page papers on how they are going to infiltrate the 9/11 truth movement. It's big, funny, funny, ha ha. Well, I don't find it funny that my freedom of speech has to be infringed upon when I try to tell the truth about a geopolitical event that has affected all of our lives now for almost a decade. Wake up, America. I'm going to get further into this later. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Alex in Georgia. Alex, you're on the line.
Hey, I had about like two or three points I wanted to go over, but I did want to say that, you know, I think this whole thing with the information czar is just, you know, further proof that, you know, they are running from, you know, the truth. And it does concern them because, I mean, honestly, why would they even put up so much effort in trying to hush it unless it was, you know, posing some kind of threat to them?
Absolutely. And why don't they address the factual information? Why don't they address the hijackers training at U.S. bases? Why don't they address the fact that the Saudi Arabian visa department, which they were shipped into this country, was really a CIA front base? Why don't they address the fact that drills were running out of Cheyenne Mountain throughout the day and the shadow government in their E-4Bs was on the scene of the attacks in New York and the Pentagon? No, we won't address that stuff, Alex.
Well, what they did address was they're, you know, using people like, you know, Popular Mechanics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw you go toe-to-toe with them and didn't lose a step. And now they're openly saying they're you know, using these forms of, you know.
Well, Alex, I knew we were on the radar when we had a Department of Defense page talking about how they had debunked loose change in less than four paragraphs. Nope. Plane hit the Pentagon, debunked. Department of Defense said so. Let's just move on. Thank you for the call, Alex. We're going to go to Mark in West Virginia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was calling. I'm a banker. Been a banker for 23 years. And we watched a lot of this stuff go down in the last 10 years, and we could see that it was prescribed, it was pre-planned. And from there, the people in our industry that are out in the field trying to help people legitimately day-to-day could see that they were actively lending these people up in credit cards. They were stripping the equity out of their houses and setting us up for some sort of fall. We've tried to, as a group of people up in our area, I became an NRA instructor, and with the Cass Sustine thing happening, we're going to get everyone together that's gone through our NRA basic pistol classes and really get together and start being vocal and being activists. That's the only way I know to fight these guys is to train people in their Second Amendment rights and then let them be active and voice their opinion. So everyone out there that might have gone through an NRA basic training course, they need to get together as an informal group, get together and shoot every weekend and then voice your opinion. Because if not, these guys are going to try to run right over us. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark. And in my, you know, humble opinion, I feel like our First Amendment is the first line of defense. And hopefully we'll never have to actually use that Second Amendment. But thank God it's there. And thank God people are out there training themselves with firearms. But why don't we start firing off our mouths more? Why aren't we in front of our city council members? Why aren't we in front of City Hall in our respective states saying no to this health care bill? In fact, there's a headline out there, I've got it somewhere in my stack, where they're saying that they're going to be able to pass this this healthcare vote, not by two-thirds. They're saying they don't need 60 people, that they'll be able to pass it with 51. Here it is right here. Health bill can pass Senate with 51 votes, Van Hollen says. Even if Democrats lose the January 19th special election to pick the new Massachusetts senator. By the way, Obama is in Massachusetts right now lobbying for this guy so that they can get supposedly the 60 votes they need. They're saying they only need 51 votes rather than 60. This is out of Business Week. I think I found it on Bloomberg. I don't know how they intend to get away with this, but they've gotten away with so much. I mean, right now, Timmy Geithner, whose emails openly show, he said, don't tell the people where the money went, is going to go before a special panel on this AIG thing, and everything's going to be whitewashed. He's probably still going to be our Treasury Secretary. What is wrong with us that we are allowing this? And now they're saying, oh, we might subpoena Hank Paulson in the case, too. They should be in cuffs, in large orange jackets, ready to go to federal penitentiaries. That's what needs to happen. Bill in Florida. Bill, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, good.
Good. I got 3 points that I want to bring up. Mm-hmm. I looked at all those buildings collapsing in Haiti. They were built to third world construction standards, no reinforced concrete beams, and mm-hmm. they pancaked perfectly. Bam, 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 bam. With people stuck in between. They didn't disintegrate like the World Trade Center towers. Can somebody go and explain that one to me?
Well, the explanation is that the World Trade Center towers, unfortunately, were brought down by a controlled demolition and explosives. Look, we had that controlled demolition out in, it was either China or Korea, where they were trying to bring down two buildings. The first one went down. The second one didn't even go down. It went to the side, and they had to demolish it manually. When you see these controlled demolitions gone awry, you can tell buildings do not, I repeat, do not pulverize themselves into a fine dust unless they are rigged with explosives. That's why we have the remnants of molten steel. Hey, I'm all about Stephen Jones and his research. The man is really under fire because he's telling the truth and he's looking at the scientific evidence. What a novel idea. They don't talk about scientific evidence in this Cass R. Sustine paper. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Check us out at PrismPlanet.tv. And Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon, meet you there.
Back. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment, but I really just have to read more of this Cass Sustein paper. You know, it's Adrian Vermeule, too. I don't want to let him off the hook of Harvard. Oh, the Ivy Leaguers are here to tell us there are no conspiracies. A conspiracy that can deceive us about 6 million deaths can deceive us about anything. It then takes a great leap of faith to believe that World War II happened at all, or that Franklin Roosevelt served as president from 1933 to 1944 or 45, or that Marilyn Monroe was more real than King Kong or Donald Duck. That's the kind of garbage these people write. No one here is talking about King Kong or Donald Duck. We're talking about a Federal Reserve banking system run by a criminal cartel that is robbing us daily. We're talking about an IMF that has consolidated power with the SEC to create a special drawing rights unit, which is the global currency, which is currently gutting our economy here at home and globally to create a physical global currency. That's not Disney. And that's not King Kong, but they put this crap in here because it's all a big joke to these guys. Jennifer in Texas. Jennifer, you're on the line.
Yeah, I want to talk about the illegal gun seizure, illegal traffic stop, illegal arrest that happened to us in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going to the gun range. We were pulled over by two Hispanic police officers. They took us out of the car. They cuffed us. They threw us up against the car.
And what was the premise of this? Jennifer, slow down. All right, so you get pulled over. Why do they say you're pulled over?
They didn't.
So they just came to the car. They didn't say why you were pulled over. They told you immediately to get out of the car.
Yes, they did.
Okay, and this is you and who else?
This is me and my employer.
Okay. Okay, so continue.
And we were going to the gun range.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, they're tossing the car. It's a 1991 Cadillac, so maybe it fits some sort of profile or something, gangbangers or something.
Mm-hmm.
These are two Hispanics, and I'm Native American, and my boss is white,
mm-hmm.
and we're up against the car, and they're tossing the car, and they found one out of three pistols in the back, and they confiscated the pistol. Took us down, tried to book us in for unlawful possession of a firearm,
mm-hmm.
and they threw it out of court, thrown out of court, spent the night in jail, and the judge was horrified, so he dropped all the charges, but we can't get the pistol back now.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. I'm going to leave. I don't have headphones on. I'm just listening to this in the studio. I'm in there working on some contracts and stuff. This is Austin. The average cop thinks guns are now illegal. And that's why, now 10 years ago, hard to believe, the carpet cleaner was in my house, before I even had kids, saw a shotgun up on the wall in my broadcast studio, and went and tried to call the police on me. Because they all watch sitcoms based in New York, and they think this is Manhattan. And no, you probably loaded the guns at your house, apartment, or business. Someone saw it, gave the license plate, and that's probably what happened to you. I see cases every day without looking, and I mean every day, sometimes four or five on the gun sites. Generally, it'll be an old man, still thinks it's America. They will be in their garage tinkering like old guys do. It's almost always an old man cleaning their gun, and they'll go load it in their car to go shoot it. And the police come and beat the hell out of them and take their guns. And I've seen it on Inside the LAPD. They did it on television to somebody. I mean, this is America. And this town is turning into a cesspit of evil. And the police are out of control, and you make me want to throw up. Now, not all of them are a bunch of people from California or New York. And I'm not saying people are bad from big cities, L.A., New York, Chicago. But they don't know what country they're in. Go to Russia. Go to China. Get out of my country. You need to sue them for unlawful arrest, official oppression, civil rights violation. You need to go after them. I'm going to go out and listen to you. Hold them over if you need to, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't handle it anymore. After last hour, we confirmed the Austin Gun Show. They're just telling them they're shutting it down. No private sales, even though there's no law against it, because the Austin PD says so. I mean, this country has gone to hell.
Jennifer, hold over. We're going to recap your story. On the other side, we're going to continue to take your calls. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. You can check us out over at InfoWars.com or live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Burmis, we're on the line with Jennifer in Austin, Texas, and Jennifer was recently pulled over, not given any reason why, taken out of the car with her boss because she was on her way to the gun range. She was then arrested, booked. And, of course, all the charges were thrown out because she did nothing illegal, but she's having trouble getting her firearms back. Jennifer, what's your next step of action?
Well, my next step of action after we got out of court was to try to find an attorney to get my firearm back.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorneys are afraid. I can't find a criminal attorney, law attorney, to take the case because they're all afraid. I talked to several of them, and they're afraid.
Well, that is just unbelievable.
Hold on.
Yes.
Jennifer, I'm sick of this garbage happening. I need you to fax and scan and email me the arrest, the record of your arrest for it, and then I will either have you in studio once I've confirmed your story, and we will get you a lawyer, because this is just like Katrina. They went into high and dry areas, took their guns, and never gave them back. This is their criminal wantonness to crush America and crush innocence in our free country trying to go to the gun range, and I'm sick of hearing victims. So, Jennifer, we're going to get your contact info. We got your number. Finish the story, and then we need to make sure that you get your gun back, or these criminals will continue to do this, and they need to be brought to justice. They did that outside the law. They robbed this woman.
Go ahead. Tell the story one more time, Jennifer, and then hold over. They're going to take your information on the other side so the listeners can hear this. Go ahead.
Okay. What happened was we were going to the indoor gun range, and we were pulled over by two Hispanic police officers, I think because we were driving a 1991 Cadillac, which apparently meets the profile of a gangsta car, whatever that is. And I've never been in a gang in my life. As a matter of fact, I've been employed as a
Ma'am, they just tell you that to make it feel okay that they stole your guns and illegally arrested you. Doesn't matter if you got purple hair, they're not supposed to violate your rights. So that is a non-issue. The issue is it was a false arrest that violated your U.S. civil rights. Now, ma'am, tell us what happened.
Well, after they pulled us over and they cuffed us and they read us our rights, then they went into the car. And they didn't find two of the handguns. They were brand new handguns. And then they got my handgun that I've had since 1996. And I bought it here at a local gun store legally. And they, at that time, they should have run the serial number, but they didn't run the serial number. They just said, well, we're taking it. And they didn't tell me why they were taking it. It was not, never even pointed
out. And you spent the night in jail, correct? You spent the night in jail.
Yes,
and when you. And when you actually
they robbed her, period. That's how they work in America.
They robbed her and kidnapped her, Alex.
It's criminal.
I mean, it's beyond
listen,
that.
Listen, you people make me sick. I try to not hate your asses, but I'm tired of your crap.
All right, hold over, Jennifer. They're going
to now. We confirm they shut down the Austin Gun Show because the APD says they can't sell guns. I mean, they just do whatever they want. You people are sick.
It is more than outrageous, folks, and it's on all fronts. They want to disarm you. They want to tax you for breathing. They want to tax you for breathing, and they want to send your young into the desert to shoot brown people and kill them for an imperial power. That's the reality. Let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Azul in California. Azul, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I had another question, and that was, if you can give me a couple details on how the $700 billion TARP money got all the way up to $28 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last time I've seen... Here we go.
That's Bloomberg News. It's a rotating $700 billion window they can go to. And then they only advertised a few of the banks that took the first money and how they're, quote, paying it back. But it allows the Federal Reserve to create this money at zero interest, which can then be loaned out at interest. The obligation currently is $28 trillion. The $23.7 trillion, and then the last month of last year, December, another $4-plus trillion, it comes to over $28 trillion that was in the new bank re-regulation program. It's $28 trillion. $28 trillion. It's mainstream news.
And that's how fractional reserve banking actually works. They may say that they have $700 billion, but then they can loan out 100 times that, and it just keeps multiplying and multiplying. Did that answer your question, Azul?
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir.
This is a different topic. I think Alex mentioned that he may do some research on some charities that actually do help people in Haiti. Mm-hmm. Do you know of any of those charities? Because I know most of them are...
Well, I wouldn't give to the Red Cross. I can certainly tell you that. The Red Cross has robbed so many people.
They give it to gun grabbers. That's mainstream news.
Yeah.
Google Red Cross steals money. United Way is even worse. One of the better ones, though they're trying to take that over too, the government does this. They harass good charities, is the Salvation Army. But we got some lists at home and gave some money. I don't have them in front of me, of people that have been there, have good charity ratings for decades in Haiti. And we gave some money and clothing and shoes. And we delivered it, I forget the name of the Austin place. Google shoes for Haitians. You can give them new shoes or used shoes, and there's a bunch of other stuff, but I'm just absolutely sick of the tyranny.
Azul, I'll have to answer that one when they bring up the Google. But again, never give your money to the Red Cross. They robbed all those people from 9/11. Do you remember the Red Cross having that telethon where Tom Cruise and all the superstars were sitting there and were paralyzed as a nation after a terrorist attack? So what do? They milk us for billions of dollars in which they steal. They don't even give it to the family members. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on the line.
Oh, yes. One of the things that really inspired me was when I watched a clip from A Scanner Darkly, and in the clip, you see Alex Jones getting arrested. It's a fictional movie, by three goons coming out of a black van. And when I think of guys like
Sonny, don't forget they tase him. They hit him with like the cattle prod too. Right. I mean, he goes down pretty quick. They just like
Go ahead. You're absolutely right about that. But this is what guys like Sunstein and all these guys want to do. They just want to shut down our free speech. I mean, and even though this is not in the movie, they want to have a list of every word you've ever said, read the transcript to you, remove your organs, just like in communist China.
Well, Jeff, let's not forget that movie is also about a populace that spies on itself even through the interagencies. The guy's best friend is reporting to the FBI or whatever agency it is. And then it turns out that it's his quote unquote girlfriend who's been setting him up the whole entire time. And this guy's a federal agent himself. It's really a tale about a super nanny society control grid through technology. And it's not that far off. It's actually a lot closer than people realize. And, you know, Richard Linklater is one of the few filmmakers out there that is addressing real issues like this one. I thank you for the call, Jeff. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on the line.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Tectonic weapons. Are they real? Yes or no?
Yes, they are. Am I saying that what happened in Haiti is HAARP or is it weather warfare? Of course I'm not saying that. I would have no way of knowing that, but it has been declassified that yes, HAARP weapons are real, weather weapons are real, tectonic plate weapons are real. That doesn't mean we did this. That doesn't mean we didn't.
Right.
I mean, look, I need some hardcore proof before I get on air and I'm like, we did it! We had this massive earthquake of 100, but there are very irresponsible people, and some of them, unfortunately, are within this movement that are chomping at the bit to publish these types of articles without any evidence whatsoever. Before I would even go public with something like this, I would need it documented, double documented, triple documented. You have to, you know, it can't just be one little coincidence. When you're going to make an allegation that hundreds of thousands of people were murdered by some tectonic plate weaponry, you better have your facts straight. So I am warning people not to fall down that rabbit hole and say, no, HAARP killed all those people. Why would we want to discredit ourselves as a movement? Right now, what we really need to concentrate on is helping these people in any way we can. But again, the government loves situations like this, especially when they're abroad and afar. Oh, now we have this international emergency. Now Obama's working with Clinton and Bush, and we're all going to get together. And it gives them this It puts them up to God level. Look, oh, they're helping the commoners. They're helping the little guy. You know, we're so concerned. They're not concerned with those people. They've exploited those people for hundreds of years and they'll continue to do so. They'll steal their resources. They'll put the criminals in control and they'll empower the warlords. And again, it's a big game to these guys. Mike, you still there? Yeah.
Yeah. Can I say something else, Jason?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I went to a 9/12 meeting yesterday. I'm 49 years old. I was like the kid in the group. There was about 65 of us there. We were talking about global warming and stuff like that. Where are the young people? How old are you, Jason?
Well, unfortunately, the young people are in movements that matter, and I'm not trying to degrade the 9/12 movement, but you got to realize the 9/12 movement was really a usurpation of the people that were protesting the federal income tax, the people that were exposing the Federal Reserve banking system, the people that were joining Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul, and of course, the 9/11 truth movement. You can't go into a 9/12 meeting and talk about 9/11 truth without being thrown out. You will see the 20, 30, and 40-year-olds at 9/11 truth meetings. You will see them in groups like We Are Change, because those aren't under a controlled paradigm. Now, I like it that you're going to these 9/12 meetings, because maybe you can open up to some of these other people that refuse to watch a film like Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Endgame, Terror Storm, where they can be opened up beyond the false left-right paradigm and into the truth and really understand that Glenn Beck ain't your friend. You know, one of the things I like to point out is that about two and a half years ago, when the Georgia conflict started, he had Saakashvili on his program. Saakashvili, this is back when he's on CNN. He's not the big Fox $50 million dog, okay? Saakashvili gets on his program and he says, Glenn, this is about, you know, this is about freedom. This is about democracy. This is about creating a new world order, Glenn. And Glenn Beck doesn't say a word. He just says, you know, keep going, sir. We're behind you. We love you, Mr. Saakashvili. A year and a half later, he's on Fox News exposing the New World Order and talking to his audience like children. He talks to his audience like children. He gets in front of a chalkboard where he lays out things like you're a fifth grader and talks to you like a child, and people are sucked into it because we are a society, I am sorry, of morons. I was in Twin Peaks yesterday going over the script with Aaron for B-roll of Invisible Empire. And the Saints game is on. I can't even tell you who the Saints were playing because I couldn't care less. Okay, but you should have heard touchdown. Yeah! People are high-fiving. It was like they won the lottery. It was like they got a new car. Nothing that happened in that football game affected any of their lives whatsoever other than their insignificant fantasy football leagues, which they latch on to as part of their identities. What is wrong with us? You are not part of the football team, okay? You're not on the Saints. It doesn't matter if they scored a touchdown. It boggles my mind. I'm not saying that there isn't a time and a place for recreation. I'm not saying there isn't a time and a place for sports and camaraderie and coming together. But when we have a Federal Reserve banking system, which is looting us by the trillions, I mean the literal trillions of dollars that we can't even physically think of. We can't manifest what those trillions of dollars look like. It's time to wake up, smell the coffee, and mobilize. And that's one of the reasons we're having Cindy Sheehan on in the final hour. She is mobilized. She is beyond the right-left paradigm. She is taking action, and she's going to ask all you, the listeners, to take action with her. That coming up in the final hour. Let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the line.
Sir, how you doing?
Good.
I wish I was doing better.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a 20-year combat tour, two tours vet, 90% disabled, and I am seeing my constitution being ripped apart. I am seeing the last catch net of democracy that we had, the judicial branch being eroded away because an individual is blatantly coming out and saying, I'm going to do away with all your civil liberties. Not, you know, ultimately he's saying, yeah, so ban freedom of speech. We're going to ban guns, but it's going to go way beyond that if he's allowed to go in. It's going to go way beyond that.
Well, you know, it's just going to continue unless we step up to the plate. You know, a lot of people talk about the founding fathers would be rolling in their graves right now, Ron, our founding fathers. How about my grandparents? How about the people who actually served in World War II and fought the Nazis? How about the people that believed in the Constitution and Bill of Rights? How about those people? They're turning over in their graves. And why the elderly, you know, the baby boomer generation and the 40 and 50 year olds aren't more active. You know, we just had a caller saying the young people are. I see more young people on issues that actually matter than anywhere else. When I was at the G20 and they had this big, oh, it's about climate change and there's a concert and we're all coming together. And the mayor of Pittsburgh was there and they had some teenager up there telling us how his generation was going to change the world and we were going to stop the climate change and yada, yada, yada. You know who was there telling the truth? A couple of 20-something-year-old girls who had a Al Gore deception dollar, which showed how this was a cap-and-trade scheme for him to make money. It wasn't, you know, the 60- or 70-year-old-plus people. No, they were buying into the propaganda. It wasn't the 40- to 50-year-olds. Unfortunately, the 40- to 50-year-olds had some of the late 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds with them with bird cages on their head protesting coal with coal in the canary in the coal mine. References. I mean, these people are out of their minds. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Stanley in Texas. Stanley, you're online.
Hey, yes, how's it going, Jason?
All right.
Hey, I was just wondering, I had seen a video recently of Alex Jones called the Alex Jones Deception, where his father actually offers fluoride treatments to people who are coming into
That's not true. That's not true. When you call up a dentist office, no one talked to Alex Jones's father. They called to his dentist office, and yes, unfortunately, dental offices do offer fluoride treatments. I mean, they do it. What can I tell you? Let's go to who's next. Is it Stanley? No, we're on Tom in Connecticut. Tom, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to ask you real quickly, well, first of all, I've heard about the gun shows. I'm very pro-Second Amendment. I'm an attorney. And I want to know where I could, and I'm happy, I'm only registered in this state as an attorney. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to help anybody out in this state. I'm not afraid to help people out. Mm-hmm. I certainly would want to represent anybody that had their handgun taken.
Well, Tom, if you want to hold, well, you're in Connecticut though. You're not in Texas. You couldn't help a Texan out.
Well, I could talk to her. I certainly could talk to her. I mean, I maybe I could get someone down there to help her out.
Well, Tom, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold you over after the call, and I'm going to allow Jaron to take your information down, and maybe we'll hook you two up. I don't know the logistics of that. If you've got another question or a point you want to make, hold over. We'll hold you over on the other side. We're going to continue to take your calls. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to come back with this story. UN science report, which stated Himalayan glaciers would melt within 25 years, was a guess. Oh, really? It was a little more than a guess. It was dishonest. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Glaciers would melt within 25 years. All fear-mongering, folks, was a guess. Folks, it wasn't a guess. It was a tool to fearmonger against you. It's the same thing as these climate gate emails. Of course it was a lie. Claims by the world's leading climate scientists. No, they're the world's leading climate scientists because the media have dubbed them that way. They are leading you down a road of deception and lies. That's what they're leading on. Stated that most of the Himalayan glaciers will vanish within 25 years, were tonight exposed as nonsense, or as I like to call it, Johnny nonsense. The alarmist warning appeared 2 years ago in a highly influential report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, who just set up another high-level panel on a very broad three-page agreement when we exposed their lies and they couldn't pass their almost 200-page plan for global government and a world tax scheme. Although this three-page thing that they did pass is very broad and they will try to evolve that into the world government panel they so desire. At the time, the IPCC boasted that its report contained the latest and detailed evidence yet of the risks of man-made climate change to the planet. But scientists behind the warning have now admitted their claim was not based on hard science at all, but a news story that appeared in the magazine New Scientist in the late 1990s. It's quackery. It's a joke. It's about control. They reveal themselves when people like Ted Turner get on Charlie Rose and call for 1-to-2-child policies after they say that we have too many people doing too many things. And these are the people that say, oh, we need 2 billion people on the earth. Oh, we need 350 million people on the earth. Well, then please, just leave the earth. If you don't like it the way it is, if you don't want people to thrive and flourish, hey, get rid of yourself. No one's stopping you, Ted. Oh, that's right. You're the world's largest landowner by acreage. And by the way, Ted Turner, not really loved in his community, going for yet another grab, another environmental grab. It's somewhere in my stack right here. Let me see where it is. I have so many things to get through here today. I've really got to jump through. Maybe we'll do that in the next segment. Where are you, Teddy? Here it is. Ted Turner's offer to save bison has caveat. Basically, those that know Ted Turner know that he has this line of restaurants and he has all this acreage and all these different farms. Well, now he wants to take Yellowstone National Park's bison and raise them himself, saying that all the offspring will be his. But the people around him know what this is. This is yet another land grab by Ted Turner. Robbing from the public, Dennis Tilton, a rancher from nearby Livingston who worked for a year feeding animals under government contracts, said giving the animals to Turner amounted to robbing from the public domain. He said the state should put them onto public land and establish new herds. Since Turner first came to Montana in 1989, his ambitious conservative efforts in the state have been alternately lauded and reviled. They don't like him in the community. He shielded more than 150,000 acres from development, but in the process put several prized hunting grounds off limits to the public. See, Ted Turner's allowed to have as much as he wants as long as you can't have anything. That's the big joke. You're supposed to live in the small apartment. You're supposed to be the slave. You're supposed to pay the taxes. Ted Turner is supposed to wear a crown and be lavished like he's royalty. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Jason Burmis. If you missed any of the program, go to InfoWarrior.com afterwards, pick up the podcast, or look for us over on the YouTube the following day, or just get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for the low price of $5.95. We post all the shows in the highest of quality, and you can see me streaming live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244. J.P. Morgan Chase books $3.3 billion in profit. All right! I love it when bankers make more money than me. All right! As they rob the public, they're making billions. They only made $3.2 billion last year, folks. Do you really think this is about anything else but a consolidation of power, a gutting of this economy? These people are laughing all the way to the bank. There's no difference from last year to this year. You know why? Because they're criminals. They laugh when they say they can't pay bonuses. They're trillionaires in some respects. In some respects, they print the money. They can print as much money as they want. It's a fiat currency. Mike in New Jersey. Mike, you are on the line, sir. Yes, sir. We got him? We drop Mike? I'm going to go to Steve in Michigan. Mike or Steve, who do we got? Mike?
Mike.
All right, what's up, yeah, buddy?
All right, I want to say I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was on a forum that I frequent a lot, and I came across a thread talking about 360 new pictures that they released of the Pentagon on 9/11.
Yeah, but I had those for a couple years now.
Yeah, well, these pictures, they do nothing to help the original story at all. If anything, it harms it, because you see, the building looks like it was blown up. There's no plane parts anywhere, and you got all these dudes in hazmat suits that are supposed to clean it up. What are these hazmat suits for if it was a damn plane, you know?
Well, I'll say this. You know, if you read the release on that, I've had those pictures since 2007. And the pictures he's referring to, there's about 360-plus pictures of the Pentagon following the 9/11 attacks. However, they're not all on 9/11. Some of them are 9/12, some of them are 9/13. A few of the pictures did get out into the public eye. You've seen similar ones. But, yeah, I mean, they don't show, oh, look, there's the fuselage that, you know, the government's been talking about. You don't see a fuselage of a plane. You don't see the tail section. You don't see the engines. There's nothing there. And really, they are along, yeah, they're along the same lines as the original pictures that were released days after the attack. So, yeah, they really don't help the official version, but at the same time, I don't think that they help the cause that much in the fact that there's really no new information there. There's no, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody's going to dig through them and find some kind of smoking gun in these photographs, but I highly doubt it. In fact, I would say, you know, I haven't looked at them in over, geez, probably 18 months, maybe 20 months. I remember looking at them when I was doing the Fabled Enemies movie, just for some B-roll, but I would think that out of the 360, there's only about 40 to 50 that really pertain to the attacks, i.e. happened right after the attacks and that are on that day, right? It's pretty limited before you start getting into pictures like Rumsfeld out on the lawn, you know, greeting the soldiers and Bush visiting the Pentagon and that sort of thing. But, yeah, they're all over the place. You can find them at places like 911blogger.com and many other places. So, you know, if people want to see them, go check them out. They're definitely interesting and they're absolutely a part of history. I appreciate the call, Mike. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I wasn't even sure if you were supposed to be on tonight. You said you weren't going to, but anyway, so I've got two questions if I can get to them, please.
Sure.
About 4 or 5 years ago, I heard some talk about a mass hallucination weapon. Do you know anything about that?
I have never heard of a quote-unquote mass hallucination weapon in the respect that everybody starts hallucinating. However, there is Project Bluebeam where they use technology such as holograms
and other things to, to create the illusion that everybody either sees, you know, a giant UFO in the sky or a giant Buddha or a Jesus atop a mountaintop and those type of things. I've read reports on that type of weaponry, but never on something that would cause like a mass unified hallucination.
Okay. My second question is, 1983, I went into the Army, and of course I got all my inoculations, just like everybody else that goes into the military.
Sure.
And mysteriously, about 6 years later, I started getting symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, and I got hit with full-blown RA in 93, which was almost exactly 10 years later. You know, if there's some sites I can research...
On the type of vaccinations? Well, yeah. I mean, if you type in the type of vaccinations, the first thing I would do, I would probably research what type of vaccinations military personnel were receiving in 1983. After I identified what those were and what I probably took, because I'm not sure if you're going to have access to your vaccination records and they're going to tell you by name, then I would look up what's actually in those vaccinations. And I'm sure you're going to find things like mercury, thimerosal, you know, adjuncts, squalene, formaldehyde. And, you know, I'm 110% with Alex Jones and others on the fact that a lot of these inoculations, they're not going to hurt the majority of the population right after they take them. You know, you're not going to have a Guillain-Barré type reaction in most cases or a sudden death in most cases. However, this is a soft kill weapon. It will have you develop cancer in 25 to 30 years when you put cancer vaccines in your body. I mean, that's just the facts. I tell people this, live as healthy as possible. I'll never stick myself with another needle in my life. And just because you're sick now doesn't mean you're going to be sick the rest of your life. There's a lot of positivity out there. In fact, you know, I have an article right here linking people stressing out to heart attacks. Your mental health goes such a long way with your physical health. And those two things have to come together. That's why I tell people, you know, if you're feeling down, if you're really sick, if you're not liking your life, if you're in depression, I tell people, hey, go get more sunlight. Start running. Set goals for yourself. Hit the weights. Join a basketball league, you know, join a softball league, become active, because people that are active and physically active are happier individuals. It is a well-known fact. You don't need to drug yourself up with everything you see on the television. You know, I saw an ad yesterday for some, I think it was a depression medication. They advertised the medication literally for 15 seconds and then for 45 seconds. Let me repeat this. No, I'm sorry. It was not for depression. It was for quitting smoking. Okay, so this woman gets up there. It's an actress. And she says, you know, my kid came in and I said to him, Tommy, never start smoking, you know, as I was almost through my full pack for the day. And he looked at me and he said, Mommy, please quit smoking. And then she's like, I couldn't have quit smoking. And I think the pill starts with like a C or something, Calmat or Calmazot. Then it goes on to say how you can have suicidal thoughts, suicidal tendencies. You may become lightheaded. You may have hallucinations. You may have sudden death. I mean, it went on and on and on with the most horrific things that could actually happen to you. Look, you want to quit smoking? Quit smoking. Get a little willpower out there. I thank you for the call. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
You know how evil those terrorists are. Not only did they break the laws of God, not only did they break the laws of man, but they also broke the laws of physics. I'm beginning to make some headway with the neocons. During the 2008 Georgia State Convention at the GOP, I said some things that they really didn't want to hear, but it's what they needed to hear. And when I got to saying that every pretext we were given for invading Iraq was fraudulent, of course, they cut the mic. Mm-hmm. They really didn't want to hear it, but they're beginning... When I said, look, we should either indict bin Laden because we have a legitimate body of evidence that showed that he carried out 9/11, or we should indict the criminals in the government and in the media that lied to us. And they're saying, you know, you're right because, you know, nobody's above the law, but they still don't quite register that, you know, where is the burden of proof that our government has? Because they use the word terrorist for everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're beginning to figure out ever so slowly that the real terrorists are the people that lied to us.
Well, Mark, let me stop you here for a second, because this indictment of bin Laden is now just been brought up as an issue again, because with this new release of this photo, which is a composite photo of bin Laden and an Egyptian official, they're admitting this now, that they used this Egyptian official to put out this aged photo of bin Laden. They're not interested in putting out an aged photo of bin Laden. They're interested in keeping the fear alive, as if the boogeyman is real. Now, prior to this photo, the FBI had not updated their website in some time, and we all know that for years, bin Laden had never been under an official indictment for 9/11. When 9/11 Truth members actually contacted the FBI, they talked to Rex Toom, an FBI official, and Rex Toom is quoted as saying, "The reason that it does not say that bin Laden is indicted for 9/11 is because there's no evidence that he was involved." However, now with this new boogeyman photograph, they are saying, now they're not saying there's an indictment, they're saying he's wanted for 9/11. So again, if Mr. bin Laden is wanted in 9/11, can we please see the indictment? I would like to see the indictment. Somebody please post this indictment of bin Laden. I thank you for the call, Mark. Let's continue with callers. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I have been to that 9/12 meeting last year, and being a We Are Change member, tried to get educated and educate them as well. I was joined with a fellow member, Ron Paul, Campaign for Liberty member, who was simply trying to get a petition signed for our senators here in Florida to pass Senate Bill 604, which is the counterpart to H.R. 1207, to audit the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
And the organizer of the 9/12 group was so upset at the fact that we were just standing, albeit in our In the Fed t-shirts, just standing around a table, minding our own business, allowing other people to come up and approach us and ask us what we had for them. They were also willing to end the Fed. But, you know, I've come across and met a lot of these people, tried to build bridges among progressives here in the community-sponsored station and the 9/12 people to see how much they have in common and let them know that you don't want to be confused with an organization that's hijacking the Tea Party movement, because obviously Glenn Beck wants it to be a matter of sense of unity, that the kind that we felt the day after 9/11. Well, why would you hijack the name of another organization that, as you know, was begun in 2004 and more in 2007 by people like Carol Brugier and Chad Peace? And, and now I'm really concerned this article that came up about this guy, Dale Robertson, they're trying to paint him as a pseudo-racist. I can't understand the meaning of his sign, but he's the president of this TeaParty.org, and he was holding a sign that says Congress equals slave owner, taxpayer equals the N-word. And that would be us, I assume. I just see that was just reported this past week. And I have to call into these talk show hosts locally here that will admit that We Are Change was one of the people who picked up the ball, but then they say Freedom Works, and that just astounds me. They can't recognize that people. I point out the fact that they need to go and check out Carol Brugier's website and see the pictures of her throwing in the 9/11 Commission report in the river with the holes in it, and Chad Peace. So this is all documented. And,
I've been to one of those in San Francisco. I went a couple. I think it was the 2007 Tea Party I went to with Carol Brulé and many others, and she'd been doing it for years and years and years, and I think even before the fifth anniversary of 9/11 was really the birth. I think it was in 2004 was the birth of the Tea Party movement, the real Tea Party movement, where we wanted our government officials to be held accountable for the biggest tragedy, the largest terrorist attack, really one of the largest events in all of our lives, an event that still has the echoes of what happened to this day. You cannot turn on the news and watch the news full day without 9/11 being discussed on some level on any network. It doesn't matter if it's Fox or it's CNN or it's C-SPAN. Every single one of these networks always goes back to that pivotal moment, because it is a pivotal moment. It's really when they said, look, it's long time we took the slaves' freedoms away, and we did it openly and brazenly. And let's just start another bureaucracy to keep them under control, i.e. Homeland Security, Fatherland Security, really from a Nazi philosophy. I mean, Homeland Security is Deutschland Security, folks. It's already been absorbed by the National Security Agency. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe at home. It has everything to do with tracking, tracing, and databasing our every movements and further taking this spy state to the next level. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, sir.
Jason, not the reason I called, but I've said this to you before, and I don't know if you've ever followed up on it, if you had time to or not, but you've got Eric Hufschmidt's film there called Troubling Questions or Painful Questions. It's one or the other.
It's Painful Questions or Painful Deceptions, one of the two. Mm-hmm. He did a book. Yep, yep.
Yes, and the film is called Painful Questions, I believe, and I did see it about 6 years ago, and I noticed when they were on the scene soon after the global hawk hit the Pentagon, that there were news bureaus there, and they had camera equipment and lighting. So they walked up to this hole in the side of the Pentagon, the point of impact, and they shined these pretty bright lights in there where you could, it wasn't super bright illumination inside the hole, but you could see some objects inside the hole. And on the right-hand side of the frame in this film is a wheel with a tire still inflated, leaning at about a 70-degree angle up against some debris. And you can see it very clearly. And this wheel has very distinctive aerodynamic blades on it, okay? And in the frame right before this frame of the Pentagon scene, Mr. Hufschmidt showed a Global Hawk missile sitting on a runway, a close-up picture of it. And the wheel on that Global Hawk missile is identical to the wheel which is inside the hole in the Pentagon. Now, this always seemed to be very important evidence to me, very damning evidence. And this wheel is much too small to even be, you know, the small wheel on the front of the plane. This is, you're talking, you know.
Mark, in Loose Change Second Edition, we do show that wheel, and we show it in comparison to the wheel of a 757, and you can see that it's much smaller. We don't go as far as to show a Global Hawk next to it. I think we talked about the possibility of it possibly being an AR-15. But the video that you're talking about, I mean, if you watch Loose Change Final Cut, we went and talked to the guy who shot the original video. He was a freelancer. He was the first guy on the scene. His name escapes me right now, but in the Pentagon section of Loose Change Final Cut, you can see part of our interview with him. And, you know, he is very open that, you know, the hole in front of him was maybe 16 feet, 20 at most. He didn't see where the wings could have gone. He didn't see any parts of a plane actually hitting the building. So, you know, I encourage people to go check out Loose Change Final Cut and Loose Change Second Edition, because those two things that you're talking about are covered in separate films and, you know, pretty in-depth as well. Appreciate the call, Mark. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I have a question about your stance on homeless people, because last week and the week before, I was helping out homeless people with, because they were dying from the cold here in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I was helping them out, giving them food, mm-hmm. pizza.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Michael, I mean, and when I was in college, I used to go to the soup kitchen twice a semester. So that we could, it's called the Lord's Table in Oneonta. I used to go to the Lord's Table, with members of my fraternity, and we would feed either the homeless or the unfortunate families in the area. It's up to us as human beings to treat other human beings with dignity and respect. And the more we can do for those other human beings, the better, in my opinion. However, I will say this, you know, you got to do for yourself. You know, you can't always be preoccupied with helping others. It's always good when you do things like that. But there are a lot of people, you know, out there in the world that it's like, why me? Why me? And no matter how many times you give them a chance, they just don't want to work that 40-hour week or that 60-hour week or sometimes that 80-hour week to survive. They don't want to have the responsibility of bills. They don't want to put down the crack pipe. they don't want to stop drinking the Jack Daniels. So there's a thing called personal responsibility. I'm a huge advocate of personal responsibility, but that doesn't mean people like you and me, Michael, and I know you're a young kid out there who are personally responsible, can't go out and help the homeless. You know, they're our brothers in humanity. They're human beings just like us. So, of course, I'm for that. I thank you for the great work. We're going to come back, take some more calls. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
continue with the calls and the news blitz. 888-201-2244 if you want to call into the Info Warrior. Let me get through some of these big stories. Straw privately warned Blair, that Iraq invasion was legally dubious. Letter to the Prime Minister from Foreign Secretary challenged gravity of threat from Saddam in lead up to pivotal meeting with Bush. This, of course, is something we were saying from the beginning in 2001 and 2002, that Iraq was not a threat, that they were lying about weapons of mass destruction, and it has been confirmed time and time and time again, over and over and over and over in headlines that are literally out there every single day. Where? In the mainstream media, not in conspiracy theory territory there, Mr. Cass R. Sunstein. And I, you know, we keep going after Cass, but Adrian Vermeule, you are just as guilty as well. I mean, these people have the nerve to write 30-page reports how they're going to infiltrate the 9/11 truth movement, and then they equate us with people who believe that King Kong and Donald Duck are real. Do you understand? Do you get it? They're making jokes about the X-Files in this thing. Roswell, New Mexico is big funny ha-ha in this thing. Meanwhile, we have a criminal superclass, a predator class that is doing whatever they want, killing whomever they please, and putting us under their own slave grid. Their specifically designed slave grid that crushes our humanity and takes away our freedoms and liberties, which are not granted by government. They are granted by the inane human rights we are born with. They are granted by God, folks. That's who grants us these things. Airport body scanners could breach human rights. Airport body scanners would show the naked form of anyone passes through them could breach human rights. So all you disinfo operatives, all you COINTELPRO, all you people jumping on the hater bandwagon, oh, they're hyping up these things about the body scanners. The body scanners aren't real. You bet your ass the body scanners are real. It's right here. It's right here. This is The Guardian. The body scanners and the naked images are real. But you know what? Who gives a crap? I don't care if some 350-pound pervert wants to get a shot of my ding-dong. I don't. What I care about is that I travel a dozen, two dozen times a year, and now they want to subject me to DNA-damaging radiation. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Before I walk through a body scanner where they can radiate me and some pudgy guy can sit there twisting his nipples over my image, I'll strip down buck ass naked right there and let him want me. Cause I'm not taking the radiation. It's not gonna happen. I promise you. I promise you folks. Jason Vermes ain't going through the body scanners. Alright, we got time for at least one call in this segment, 888-201-2244. We've got Cindy Sheehan coming up in about 30 minutes for the entire hour. Probably going to take some calls strictly for Cindy coming up. Let's go to Lee in Canada. Lee, you're on the line.
Oh, Lee? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Am I?
You are on the air.
Yeah. Jason, I have a question. Speaking of weapons of mass destruction, I am actually looking for statistics dating back from basically the time when they dropped two bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima back in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, of course, if you read in any mainline history, there were people who were also affected who weren't living in Nagasaki, in those two cities. There were people affected, you know, who were like basically who even traveled in and out, basically thousands of miles away from the city, the mm-hmm. radiation basically mm-hmm. affected them.
Sure.
Now I also looked at the footage, the basically pictures of basically U.S. Army personnel, U.S. military personnel there, and maybe intentionally or unintentionally, since nuclear technology was very new, none of them had protective clothing there, and they were operating without protective clothing.
Well, even before, now, even before we dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we had human guinea pigs out on the range. I mean, you can watch the old military atom bomb test. Just type in atom bomb test anywhere on YouTube, and you can see the extent of how they were protecting their military personnel were goggles to protect them from the white flash.
You know, and a lot of them did get radiation and get sick. Some people they radiated without atomic testing just to see what would happen to them. Hold over, Lee. I'll answer more of your questions on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget our flagship, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Love that Dropkick Murphys. What a great message. As one, we can come together and we can take on the tyrants. We're talking to Lee in Canada, and we were discussing nuclear testing. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, well, yeah. My question was that do you have in your archives any statistics of how many U.S. Army or military personnel who were there got affected and later on suffered consequences from the radiation exposure over there? Because there is obviously no doubt that if the Japanese suffered over there, mm-hmm. thousands of miles away from the impact zone, mm-hmm. the U.S. military personnel who were also operating in that area or around the area.
Well, Lee, if you're looking for statistics that are going to go over a broad range of how many people the military has killed of its own who had been radiated, whether it be on tour in Japan or otherwise, no, you're not going to find those numbers. But what you will find is declassified military documents, and these are all over. You know, you have to search the National Archives or go on sites like Scribd or WikiLeaks, those type of sites. You will be able to find when these programs occurred, what happened to some of the subjects, as they call them, because they're less than human beings to the elite. They're subjects in testing. When you sign on the dotted line to Uncle Sam, guess what? The government owns your ass, and they treat you that way. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Kenny in Washington. Kenny, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, so before I get to my point, I just wanted to thank you. You turned me on to Revere Radio. I'm doing my own, just for the listeners, I'm doing my own internet radio show. I've got over 300 listeners since I started it.
Oh, killer.
About 9 months ago. So it's not as hard as you might think.
That's right.
To actually get out there and do it. Just by
Kenny, it's all about having the will and saying, hey, you know, I want to make a difference. How can I do so? And really just by communicating with other people, you will find separate routes to that avenue. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you can't do a radio show, you can hand out DVDs. If you can't hand out DVDs, you can write your governor. If you can't write your governor, and everybody can write their governor, maybe you want to run for city council. You can become a member of the PTA. You can have the radio show. You can make documentaries. There are so many people out there who are becoming active. First step is deciding that you want to be active and that you are going to do something, and you're going to stop making excuses on why you can't be powerful and why you can't make a difference, because we really all do have great power within us. It's up to us to take that power, harvest it, and make it proactive. Go ahead, Kenny.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks. Again, I just wanted to thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have gotten into it without your inspiration. So,
hey, no problem.
I just wanted to say thanks, but my main point for calling is I actually brought it to the attention of a few people that everybody who was in charge of shutting down free speech in Seattle during the WTO riots, quote-unquote mm-hmm. riots, the actual jackboot thugs, quote-unquote. But I got a lot of people understanding that everybody who was in charge of that is now working in the executive branch of government. Well, I've mm-hmm. got something else. Again, my show is Seattle Truth News. I'm not trying to, you know, throw a plug out there, but it's mm-hmm. just that's what I cover is Seattle Truth News because that's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're a microcosm of everything else that's going on out there. And right now, we've got a mayor, Greg Nichols, who's been booted out of office. But before he's out of office, first, he passes a gun ban. Even if you've got concealed carry, it doesn't matter. Gun in Seattle parks, the state attorney general told him that would be unconstitutional. He did it anyway. And now, lame duck move to get out of office. I'm not kidding you. This is a Seattle Parks Department proposition. They're mm-hmm. to ban smoking in parks, which, you know, whatever. But then the other two things that they're trying to ban in the same bill, they're trying to ban spitting in parks. You cannot spit in the park. And then the third thing that freaks me out the most, that is just kind of a sleeper that local news is ignoring, is the fact that they're trying to ban flammable liquids in public parks. And I just wonder where the enforcement end of that is.
So the one they're saying you can't have a lighter in a public park? No, yeah. No lighter?
We have parks here out on Alki Beach and in certain beaches where you can have a fire. You can have a fire on the beach.
Uh-huh.
They're banning the lighter fluid that you might bring, the charcoal lighter fluid, the briquettes. All of that, and I just wonder, is the restriction on lighter fluid that they're going to be doing in Seattle City parks going to be based on what, you know, Homeland Security is doing as far as flammable liquids? Are they going to be able to get into your grandmother's purse and see if she has a, you know, an aerosol can of Aquanet? And then, you know, tase her and drag her off to the gulag.
Well, that's definitely seems where it's going. It's kind of like these body scanners that we're complaining about going into airports, but they've already put them into New York City subways and not telling you where they are. And they basically say, hey, if you don't like it, don't use the subway. So yes, it is another excuse to get into grandma's purse or get into your kids' pockets or to say, hey, we don't need probable cause. What do you have on you? It's another tool for illegal search and seizure. And it's another way to say, hey, you're a slave. You're not allowed to do this here, even though it's your tax dollars that fund and support this park. I appreciate the call, Kenny. Keep it up in the info war, my man. Let's go to Ray in California. Ray, you're on the line.
Yeah. I was just wondering, with all the recent events, including the most recent with Haiti, I was researching online and I figured out it dropped a pentagram starting from Waco, Texas to the 9/11 all the way down to the Florida area where Haiti is located at. And I was wondering if HARP has anything to do with that.
I'm going to have to let you go, Ray. That's just so off the wall and so incoherent. I don't even know where to go with that. There's a pentagram involving Haiti, Waco, and Florida, I thought you just said, in really in no coherent manner. You know, if you want to talk about symbolism that is represented in the D.C. streets, you can clearly see the almost full pentagram that's in the streets of D.C. You can see some of the pyramids that they have there. You can see the owl atop the pyramid with the White House in its belly. But I gotta tell you, what you just described to me was so nonsensical and incoherent, I don't even know where to go with that. I'm gonna go to Bob and Jack in just a moment and take some other calls, 888-201-2244, but I want to highlight some news. For all you people out there that are raving socialists that just can't get enough of what Obama's doing for everybody, let me tell you something. This is what happens in a socialist society. For all you Chavez worshipers out there, the man just devalued the currency by half the value of his people's currency, and now is nationalizing businesses. Let me say that again. He's nationalizing businesses. He's saying that they're price gouging, but they're just trying to recoup from the fact that he just halved their currency. So what does he do? He nationalizes them. He just takes it. That's what dictators and despots do. They just take what isn't theirs and they say, mine, mine, it's mine. Venezuela Chavez nationalizes French-owned retailer. Venezuela Socialist President Hugo Chavez on Sunday nationalized a chain of supermarkets controlled by France's Casino on charges of price gouging after the government devalued the Bolivar currency. Because of multiple violations of Venezuelan laws, the Éxito chain will now belong to the Republic. There's no way back. So he just grabs it. He goes on television and he says, mine. You will obey or I will take your business. I will take your chain and you can't do anything about it because I'm the boss. I'm the dictator. There is no due process in a socialist or communist society. Do you want to move towards that? Too bad. We're already not only gallivanting towards it, we're sprinting towards it and we don't even know it. It's like we're sprinting as hard as we can to the finish line, and the finish line is a razor blade that's going to cut our heads off when we hit it. And we're darting to it like it's the best thing since breakfast. I got this Joe Biden headline that I wanted to cover. Where did that go? Top of the ticket. This is out of the LA Times. Joe Biden update. He meets on transparency today, but guess what? The meeting is closed. Now, remember Obama and Biden? We're going to make everything public. There's going to be a C-SPAN camera everywhere. But then when they get into the nitty gritty on healthcare, no cameras, no transparency. And when Biden goes to meet on transparency issues, guess what? No cameras. So that is basically him saying, no, we're going to talk about censorship. We're going to censor this. We're laughing in your face. We told you it was about transparency, but the transparency conference I'm attending is going to be censored. Talk about Orwellian doublethink. Everybody should just relax and take it easy. So unsubstantiated rumors that Vice President Joseph Biden has suddenly gone a little loopy and ordered some of his official meetings opened to at least curious public or media attention were just that. Unsubstantiated rumors. He doesn't want the media there. He doesn't want the cameras there. He meets on transparency in secret. Do you understand the sick joke they're playing on you? Before they get, everything's going to be transparent, cameras everywhere. And then they do a transparency conference and there's no cameras there. You're not allowed to see what they said about being transparent. All right, let's go to Bob in Washington. Bob, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. God bless you and the Info crew. A couple, first time caller. One thing I think one of my tools in my Liberty box is the 9/11 Architects and Engineers flyers.
You know, they're only like 10 cents a piece. I buy them in large amounts, and then I give them out to people. I go into, like, anywhere I go in little stores, I hand them out to people. I hand them out when I go estate sailing. I hand them out to people, and I see them, read them. And I think they're a vital tool, and it just shows what Richard Gage, one man, has done, just like Alex Jones has done to wake up all the people. He is, he's like a giant redwood. I think these things are fantastic for people to get. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I used to – actually, back in the day, we used to have – I'm not sure if you have, like, the little yellow cards that have, like, the reel of World Trade Center 7 coming down, and then the facts about Building 7, and on the other side, there's 10 or 20 facts. But those and other architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth and 911truth.org, they used to send us all these little pieces of cardboard, and we used to package those in with Loose Change Second Edition or Loose Change Final Cut, or we'd give you an InfoWars bumper sticker or an Investigate 9/11 bumper sticker. Being public with your views, with your ideals, with your values is always a good thing. And tools such as posters, such as stickers, such as these little leaflets and flyers are very, very effective. I find the t-shirts are even more effective. I can't tell you how many times I've been down in the middle of Manhattan rocking an Investigate 9/11 t-shirt, and I'll get some funny looks, but then, you know, a couple minutes down the line, I'll have someone come up to me and say, yo, man, that t-shirt rocks. I'm totally with you. Way to go, brother. I love Loose Change. So I'm all for it, man, and I love what you're doing. See, here's another example of how you can get out there and change people's perspectives. You don't have to have a radio show. You don't have to be doing documentaries. You don't have to be Richard Gage traveling not only the country but the world. The man has been to Europe. He's been to Japan. He's been to Australia. He's all over the globe espousing the truth about 9/11, explaining the impossibilities of the collapse of World Trade Center 1, 2, and of course 7. So we salute Mr. Gage and others like him, and we salute you too, Bob. Let's go to Jack in Ohio. Jack, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Good. I've got a two-part question. I'll be flying out of the United States internationally, and I have no intention of going through the body scanners as directed. Mm-hmm. However, with more and more airports fitting themselves with these scanners, is it possible that they won't let me fly if I refuse, even if I do request an alternative method of security, whether it be a pat-down, wand, strip search, et cetera? And also, how might this refusal affect me on a return flight from a different country where my rights as a citizen of the United States?
Well, I'll say this. Number one, you know, anything is possible, but what's probable? The probable thing is once you refuse to go through the body scanner and you say, no, I want secondary screening, they're probably going to let you go through secondary screening. Now, is that going to put you on some sort of a list? Look, man, you're listening to this program
not
right here.
The courthouses. You want to go check a court record? You want to pay a traffic ticket, fine a ticket? They're going to film the keys.
And which what state are those what courthouses are those in?
It's going in all over the country, California, Colorado, you name it.
And there's really no choice if you want to ride the New York subways. They openly say that they have these scanners and you can't see them. I mean, they're openly putting in the body scanners in New York subway sections.
Passive scanners.
Yeah, yeah, and just saying, "Hey, too bad. If you don't want to ride the subway, you don't have to ride the subway." You can't live your life in fear, man. So I would say this. Refuse the body scanners. Say I want the secondary screening. And if that means that you're put on a special list afterwards, so be it, man. You're probably on a special list for calling into this show, you know. I don't think about those things. I kind of assume that my phone is tapped, that a lot of the things that I do online are watched. But I am not going to live in fear. I refuse to live in fear. I refuse to cow down to the system. We have to stand up to the system. So, again, I imagine they're probably going to let you go with the secondary screening. And I'd have to say you probably will not be put on the list because a lot of people are going to be refusing to go through the body scanner. Just say, hey, man, I don't want cancer. I don't think it's necessary for me to be radiated to get on a flight. It's unnecessary. It's out of control, and it's simply out of line. Because if you look at it, if they had gone through the actual security that they were supposed to have and not let the underwear bomber on the plane, because he didn't have a passport. He somehow got through security without a passport. They won't talk about the man that got him on. They won't talk about the second man that they had in custody. They won't talk about the man that filmed the entire incident. So the thing stinks to high hell. And I will be bringing those points up the next time I go through an airport and they say, oh, just step through the scanner, sir. I appreciate the call, Jack. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. All right, so I don't know if you remember this, but back in 2003, before before we liberated the Iraqi people.
Mm-hmm.
Like a week before we bombed the hell out of Baghdad, Saddam Hussein did a interview with Mike Wallace from
CNN. I do remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he begged George Bush. He said, "I will do whatever you want. Please do not invade my country. Please do not go to war with me. I swear to God, I want to meet with you." And then, you know what George Bush said? He said, "Well, he supports Al-Qaeda, so I'm not going to talk. I don't negotiate with terrorists."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They said,
you remember, you got 48 hours to get out of there. You got 48 hours to get out of there. And, you know, by that time, they had probably already secured Saddam's position, whichever one they had, because it's admitted on the History Channel and other outlets that there was at least six Saddam Husseins after all the plastic surgery and the doubles and the cousins that he turned into himself and that whole nine. And then you have Uday and Qusay, the wax models. Like, when you actually saw them walking by, they were reconstructed wax figures. They probably killed those guys too. I'm not defending those people. Those people more than likely are the evil tyrants that they painted them up to be. But guess what? The millions of people that live in Iraq did not deserve to be carpet bombed and now occupied for the past 6+ years. And I do believe that Saddam really did do everything he could to stop that, but let's face it, man. This is about an imperial empire. This is about a Eurasian Union. They were going in no matter what. This is about the second largest oil reserves in the world. I appreciate the call, Eric. We're going to go to Mike, Chuck, Nick, and others on the other side. And then we got Cindy Sheehan at the top of the hour.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
No one those who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart.
I take the vow. We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, Sydney Sheehan coming up in just about 6 minutes. Let's fly through some phone calls. Mike in California. Mike, you are on the line, sir. Yes, sir. Mike. Do we got him? Do we not got him? Hey, yeah, you're on, buddy.
Yes, I recently heard from Alex about the vapor trails in about the past 2 months now. I noticed them every day on the way to work on the 10th Freeway. That's the freeway in L.A. Anyways, I always hear about this climate, you know, global warming stuff. It's supposed to be hotter and the polar bears are melting and everything. But I recently heard ships got stuck in China in frozen ice. And also, now we're going to have a week of straight downpour. 1 week of straight downpour after about a month ago, the newscasters are saying that this is the driest weather we had, and we're drying up. We have no rain and water shortage. And now they're telling my local county is telling me I can't water my grass every day. I have to only water it 2 days a week after certain hours of the day. So I'm just totally confused. And the main thing is will the rain affect my body at all, potentially due to the vapor trails, or does the vapor trails have something to do with it?
Well, I'll say this. You know, if you really want to know about what Rosalind Peterson calls prolonged jet contrails, she doesn't like to use the chemtrail terminology. She has done the most extensive research on the subject. Go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, and you can see all the unclassified documents, the connections to NASA, and what is in these things. There is such a thing as cloud seeding, but when people have really taken a look at what's in these quote-unquote prolonged jet condensation trails, they found barium, aluminum, and other heavy metals, which are also used in weather modification. So go check that out. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line. Yes, sir, Chuck.
Hey, man. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
There's so many people that want to say that you and Alex are covering stuff up. I don't think you guys cover a thing up. But one thing I think we don't talk enough about is one of the previous callers was talking about Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
The video of the hole that he climbed out of was from August, whenever they found him in November.
Mm-hmm.
The fig trees had figs on them. There's no way that he climbed out of that hole. My point being, Saddam Hussein was a 33rd degree Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
There's no debating that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that they could have got a cell phone video of him being hung whenever he was hung. And
well, let's say this. Look, I'll say this, Chuck. It seems like the guy that they put on trial was hung, okay? This was the bearded Saddam Hussein. It's probably the same guy that they took out of that hole, and they lied completely about when that happened, if he was even in that hole. I'm glad you brought up the fig tree argument. Remember, Karl Rove, during the time of the Bush administration, said, we make reality. Another place where they made reality in Iraq was where they tore down that big Saddam statue, and it seemed like, oh, this is spontaneous. All these Iraqis hated Saddam so much they couldn't wait for him to go out. Then you go to the wider picture of what actually happened, and it was the U.S. military shipping in villagers from 100 miles away, surrounding it with tanks, and then staging the photo shoot. Saddam was put into power by these people. He had close ties to Rockefeller, and it does seem like he was doing underhanded oil dealings with Cheney and others almost right up until the terrorist attacks of 9/11 and maybe even beyond that. So did they kill the actual Saddam Hussein? I don't know. I'm very speculative about it. I'm very reserved. But I am glad you called up. You made those points. I appreciate the call, Chuck. We got Sydney Sheehan on the show, breaking through the left and right paradigm. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, back after this.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want?
My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away.
The final hour of the InfoWarrior with Jason Vermes. We are proud to have a real warrior in this fight on the program. We last met up with her over at the G20 in Pittsburgh, where she revealed that she was going to do some big things in D.C. this year, and those big things have started, so we decided to have her on the program, talk about those things and many others, and there is a new YouTube video of, I believe, Cindy Sheehan outside of Dick Cheney's house, so we're going to be discussing that as well. How you doing, Miss Sheehan?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Good.
Well, you know, it's great to have you on because you have gone beyond this left-right paradigm. You continue to fight to get our troops home from Afghanistan and Iraq and try to get this war of aggression to end. Tell people where you are right now.
Well, this minute I'm in Washington, D.C., and, you know, I think that it's very important that we unite on the principles that we agree on, and there's so many with ending the wars of aggression, Iraq, Afghanistan. Now, you know, we're bombing in Pakistan, 20 more killed with a drone bomb today in Pakistan. There's been 11 drone strikes, and the CIA, whatever they were, some people say they were contractors, some people say they were, you know, agents that were killed in Afghanistan not too long ago, in response to another drone bombing attack. So, you know, it's just so important that we realize that as Americans or citizens of the world, our country is doing so many devious and destructive things around the world that it's urgent that we work together to stop them. Now, I don't agree with everything that you say. I was listening to your show a little bit, but I don't think that those issues are important to ending the needless death that's happening right now that's being perpetrated by our government.
Well, I agree with you, and I actually have that story that you were talking about in Pakistan in front of me. I covered it earlier in the program. Suspected U.S. drone kills 20 in Pakistan. Missiles slam into Waziristan compound formerly used as a religious school. And we are seeing these type of articles day in and day out. In fact, it's tough for me to go to Reuters or to go to CNN or to go to FoxNews.com and not see another story about a drone killing people in Pakistan. Now, this is a place that they say, well, it's on the border of Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda's moved into here. But we know that the Pakistani ISI was set up by Western intelligence, by British intelligence, revamped by the CIA during the 70s and 80s. And we've had close ties with the Pakistani ISI for quite some time. Now, we won't declare a hot war there, but we don't seem to have a problem very remotely killing their citizens. And they'll say, oh, it's Al-Qaeda. Oh, it's terrorists. But when you look at what's happening, we just continue these wars of aggression, whether it be Afghanistan, whether it be Iraq, whether it be now Pakistan, and they're talking about Yemen. And it's all based on lies. One of the other stories I covered earlier today was that Blair had had letters from his foreign minister saying, hey, these guys don't have weapons of mass destruction. Jack Straw, the person saying this, they don't have weapons of mass destruction. This war is not legal, but they just go ahead and do it anyway. And even with this president's so-called exit strategy, that really just serves the system. It's not an exit strategy at all. He's saying by the end of 2011, we're going to have 50,000 non-combat troops in Iraq. Now, I don't know what a non-combat troop looks like because I know that troops carry weapons. We're going to talk about that and a lot more with Cindy Sheehan, cindysheehan.com. And, of course, Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox is the podcast. Please go check it out. We'll be back after this with Cindy Sheehan. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're joined by Cindy Sheehan. And Cindy, the last time we spoke, you were talking about a prolonged effort to take over the streets of D.C. in protest of these illegal wars in the Middle East. Why don't you tell the audience about that?
Well, I'm getting together a new coalition, Peace of the Action, P-E-A-C-E, of the accident. People can get more information at peaceoftheaccident.org. And we actually did our first event this week here. We had a CIA drone briefing at Best Boys and Poets on Wednesday with ex-CIA analyst Ray McGovern, who came in and talked about the history, the devious history of the CIA, mm-hmm. and their new paramilitary, well, it's not new, but it's just greatly enhanced and greatly increased paramilitary drone bombing program, especially in Pakistan, like you said, where there are no declared war. Well, we don't have any declared war anyway, but where the CIA is working with the ISI and the government of Pakistan to target people. And when they say they killed al-Qaeda or Taliban, they always say suspected al-Qaeda or Taliban. There's been very little confirmation of, you know, killing anybody. That the only things we know about these people is that they're enemies of the government of Pakistan or the ISI. And so the CIA is helping Pakistan and the ISI assassinate people in northwest Pakistan mostly. And so we had that briefing on Wednesday. Yesterday we went to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. We had a protest in front of CIA headquarters. We had, you know, people speaking about you know, the technicalities of the drone program. But we also, every speaker in our protest yesterday, we denounced the use of drones and the overwhelming amount of civilians killed for each so-called suspected terrorist target. There's over 100, at least 100 civilians killed for every suspected terrorist target. And we know that when you kill innocent people and you kill their families and you, you know, knock down their schools and their hospitals and their homes, that they become enemies of us. So it's not stopping the so-called terror, it's increasing terror. And I believe that that is one of the goals of the CIA, to spread it, not to stop it. And so anyway, the Associated Press put out a story that we were there protesting the drones attacking al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And without going into, you know, the creation of al-Qaeda and the Taliban and how far back that goes and what went into that, that's not what we were saying. We were saying that we're protesting the death of innocent people. So I got dozens of emails today, you know, attacking me. I got death threats. I got, you know, somebody called my son a queer and a faggot, the one that was killed in Iraq. And so it's just amazing that our government and the corporate media can collaborate together to propagandize us to believe that it's okay for, you know, somebody sitting at Creek Air Force Base in an air-conditioned bunker to press a button and kill innocent people. And so we're eliminating the risk to Americans. I'm not for American soldiers being killed, but we shouldn't be in this situation anyway. So we were protesting the illegality and immorality, inherent immorality of killing innocent people for the CIA's war of terror. Mm-hmm. And the Smithsonian, Air and Space Museum, they have a huge drones. They have predator drones there, Reaper drones there. And the exhibit is sponsored by General Atomics, who makes these drones. And so today we went, the Smithsonian was crowded, bunch of families with kids, not thinking about the terror and the death and destruction that their government and these types of military hardware caused. So we dropped a banner right by the drone protest that said, drones kill kids. So that's what we're doing here for Peace of the Accident in March. We're going to set up a camp right on the lawn of the Washington Monument, and we will do direct action every day until things start to change.
Now, are you still continuing with kind of like staggering these protests where you ask people to spend a week or two with you and then move on and have people come in a week later and 2 weeks later and have a sustained protest?
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to set up camp on March 13th. And, you know, we're hoping that some people can come, you know, with the state of the economy, people leaving their government at home. We're hoping people can come and stay with us for, you know, our whole action. But if people can only come for one week or 2 weeks or a few days at a time, you know, people in the Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland area can come and help us every day if they want. That we're hoping that we will have this sustained protest, and not just one day of symbolic action, but a day where, a sustained protest where we not only, come out and show our numbers or do these actions, but we build a movement. We build a movement for true change. We're keeping our demands very simple. So we can work with the anti-war right, and we can work with the anti-war left. And our demands are just bring our troops home, stop drone bombing, close the bases, stop using military contractors. You and I both know there's more mercenaries in Iraq and Afghanistan than there are active soldiers. It's all about war profiteering. Bring those troops on, bring our contractors home, close the bases, and close the forces systems. And then when we've accomplished that, we can start building a true anti-empire movement where we close all of the bases around the world, start bringing our troops home, stop spending so much money on the military-industrial complex, create a healthy society here in America.
I'm with you 110%, and I really do think that people are so detached, they don't realize how dangerous these U.S. drones really are because they're not hitting U.S. citizens. But can you imagine anonymous death by the sky? And then, say we're in the middle of Manhattan. All of a sudden, just an explosion happens. We find out it's a drone, but they were going after a suspected member of Al-Qaeda. They got him, but 20 people had to die. It would be unacceptable in this country. But again, because we're so detached, we're so apathetic to the actual situation that surrounds us. Headlines like 20 dead in drone attack, 100 dead in drone attack, 50 dead in drone attack do little to motivate people to change the situation.
And also, besides the stain of torture that our country is perpetrating, these drone bombs have to be like one of the worst aspects of our war of terror. I still call it a war on terror, called war of terror, against the world. And it's just, to me, it's just an inherently immoral thing to do. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not for banned planes dropping bombs. How much vulnerability do pilots, U.S. Air Force pilots, have anymore? They fly over target, they drop a bomb, they're miles away before the bomb even hits. Mm-hmm. I'm not for manned military bombings. I'm not for military drone bombings. But it seems to me this CIA program that is so it's extrajudicial. The CIA have been doing it, assassinations, coups all over the world, destabilizing entire regions. We're feeling the blowback today from decades of CIA meddling in other countries. But for the CIA to become an overt paramilitary organization where Barack Obama, Mr. Cain, where he has authorized the increased use of these drone bombs, and I have many. All this hate mail I've been getting today, they're saying, but, it saves American lives. This program saves American lives. And like you said, not just one thinking about the innocent people. It's as if one American life is more precious than any other life in this world. And that's what we have to start thinking. We have to start thinking that these people that are these killed have the same life value as the person that's sitting in an air-conditioned bunker somewhere in the United States controlling these drones. And not only are those drones being used in the Middle East, but the INS, they can use drones around the perimeter of the United States, 100 miles in. That encompasses two-thirds of our population, Jason. That encompasses nine out of the 10 largest cities in America. So we can be surveilled with drones. There's just a whole range of things that the Air Force, the CIA, and law enforcement are doing against our civil rights with drones.
Well, I'm glad you brought up law enforcement, because Miami has now openly stated that they are using drones in order to fight crime. And, you know, they're going to do this just like they've done everything in the past. They're going to do it incrementally. You're going to see this type of behavior in one big city and then the next big city. And then it's going to be the norm across the country. And before we know it, we're all going to be surveilled by drones. And then all of a sudden, they're going to have to start using those drones not only to surveil people, but to take out high value targets. And we'll probably be so brainwashed by then, we're going to allow it in this country. We're probably going to say it's saves lives, because we're saying it saves lives overseas. But as far as I know, you know, the 19 hijackers, none of them were from Pakistan. So how are we saving lives on the ground in Pakistan if we don't even have soldiers on the ground in Pakistan? And of course, they'll make the argument, well, they're on the border and they're working with Al-Qaeda and they may not be pulling the trigger, but they're supporting our enemies who are over here killing our boys. But like you said, when you read the articles, they're suspected Al-Qaeda. And they don't want to talk about the dozens of civilians, the women and children they're killing with these drone attacks as well. We'll be back after this with Cindy Sheehan. It's the Info Warrior.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. We're joined by Cindy Sheehan. And Cindy, talk a little bit about your online book you released some months back that you discussed the robber class, because you really do identify that this is not a right or left issue, that there is a predator class out there that controls things.
Well, I wrote a book called Myth America, M-Y-T-H America, 10 Greatest Myths of the Robber Class and the Case for Revolution, and I actually have just expanded it to the 20 greatest myths of the robber class and the case for revolution. So if people want to get more information, they can go to my website, cindysheehan.com, to look at that. It's just within days of being formatted, put into the PDF form. It is an online book. I haven't published it as a hard copy, but I recognize quite a while back, even before I ran against Congress, ran for Congress against Nancy Pelosi, that it's not a left right thing. It's not a Republican Democrat thing. It's not a white, black, brown, you know, yellow, or whatever racial thing. It's not a religious division in this country or the world. What it is, it's a class division. And the robber class, which consists of, in my view, most everybody in government, most everybody in the corporate media, most everybody on Wall Street, the banksters, the military-industrial complex, belong to this class of the robber class. And the robber class wants to keep us steeped in these myths that that we do have a two-party system in this country, that we do have a representative republic or a representative democracy in this country, that, you know, that the United States is the greatest nation in the entire history of the universe. You know, these myths that elections are credible, that elections are relevant, that elections actually change things. Look what happened in 2008. We had yet another election, and the only change we've seen is for the worse. So I broke this up into the robber class and the robbed class. And we here in the robbed class will fight each other about every little aspect. We'll fight each other along racial lines, along religious lines, along, that's called political lines. You know, we'll fight and bicker with each other. And while we're fighting and bickering with each other, the robber class is literally stealing us blind. They're taking our money. They're taking our property. They're taking our children to kill in their wars for profit. And that's another myth of the robber class, is that it's noble to die in robber class wars. What we're doing in putting our children and our friends and our brothers and sisters and husbands and wives into, and mothers and fathers, is a system where our loved ones, our friends, our family, are being used to kill other people's children and loved ones, or potentially die, like my son Casey, to line the pockets of the robber class, not only to line their pockets, but to consolidate their power. There's just a few of them and so many of us, but in our codependence with them, we allow them to take things from us. So this is never going to stop until we put our feet down together and work together as a community to say, we're not going to let you feel us blind anymore. So that's why we have to, you know, on the left, it's just guilty of this is the right. know, I say I'm going to go on Jason Furman, and the leftists start, you know, attacking me for being on Jason Furman. If I say I'm going to go, you know, on, you know, Amy Goodman or something, then my other friends, you know, my libertarian or right friends will start attacking me. When we have to realize that we're essentially working for the same thing. And just because we want to put our, divide ourselves, put ourselves into pigeonholes or cubbyholes and say, I'm this or I'm that, so I don't like you because you're something else. And this is exactly what the robber class wants. The robber class wants to foment and perpetuate these myths and these divides. And it's a classic example of divide and conquer. They
absolutely
want us divided so they can conquer us.
Absolutely, and they want us fighting amongst ourselves because it is counterproductive. I don't know about you, but I'm not about preaching to the choir. So, you know, I would love to be on an Amy Goodman program. I've been on that before. I would love to be on Rush Limbaugh's program. I want to reach out to an audience that doesn't necessarily agree with me because I need to convert them to the cause of liberty, of freedom, of really moving this country in the right direction because we've been moving in the wrong one for so long. We'll be back after
this. Coast to coast. Direct from Austin, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Warrior with Jason Burmes, and if you'd like to talk with Cindy Sheehan, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 is the line. And you can go to CindySheehan.com if you want to find out anything Cindy Sheehan related, including her podcast, which I believe is weekly, Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, her latest ebook, which has now been revised, not from the 10 biggest myths of the robber class, but the 20 biggest myths of the robber class, which will be available hopefully sometime this week. I believe she said she was compiling it all. And of course, the sustained demonstration in DC. We need as many bodies out there as possible. And Cindy, I want to talk about something you were wrapping up with. They want us in fighting. They want us all fighting with one each other. They want us to divide, and they want us spending time on these petty issues. I can't believe you're going on this show. I can't believe you did an event with this person. I can't believe that you would even associate yourself with this person, when really we have this monolithic government in front of us, this tyrannical government that does whatever it pleases right out in the open. It seems to anger the majority of conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Republicans, libertarians, progressives, whatever you want to call yourself. Yet we can't get around these stupid little labels. Why do you think that is? Why do you think do you think it's the COINTELPRO people that are purposely, say, on your website and on your Facebook posting these types of things to divide and conquer? Or do you really think that people just can't get around that we're all human beings and we are working for the greater good?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. That there are COINTELPRO people who are trying to divide us even more, who try to stir in trouble. But just to take, for example, one of my myths is that there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans. Well, the people who were by my side when George Bush was president, fighting against the wars, calling George Bush a war criminal for torture, for killing innocent people, you know, demanding that the troops come home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Now that Barack Obama's president, they're not by my side anymore. And so I think that they just want to believe, we want to hang on to what we know. We want to hang on to what we were raised with, and what we were raised with was propaganda. And so we have to make a conscious decision in our lives to reject the false history we were taught in our school, to reject the nationalism that says that it's better for a baby in Pakistan to die than a baby in America. Why don't we have a system or a paradigm that says that it's not good for any baby to die, no matter what country that they live in? So until we as people reject the false paradigm that we've been brought up, and everything that we've been brought up on is illogical. If we could get our hearts out of it and just realize, when I call Barack Obama a war criminal, because he's doing the same exact thing George Bush did. If George Bush was a war criminal, and if anybody had logic classes in college, they know this. If George Bush was a war criminal, therefore Barack Obama is a war criminal, if they're doing the same thing. So if we start to think that what we were brought up on is wrong, but what we can do to reject these myths, to reject the robber class, to start bringing back power into our own hands, into our own families and our own communities, that we can build something better, that we can unplug ourselves from the matrix and make a much better society.
I agree fully with you, and we do need to unplug ourselves from the matrix and what we feel comfortable with because we were raised on it. And we have to, again, work towards the same goals that these people, again, that were with you during the Bush administration were supposedly working toward. But once Obama got in, they said, no, he's doing the right thing. And, you know, he's going, you gotta be tough on Al-Qaeda. We have to be tough on Al-Qaeda. I just don't know how these people can just blip like that. Just because one guy leaves and the other guy comes in, it's not like the troops came home. And that's why I think it's so important what you're doing down in D.C. And I love what you do on the internet. You're probably one of the most active activists out there on the internet. I think you've got two separate Facebook pages. I visit it, at least two or three times a week, sometimes posting on there. I see a lot of great posts on there, a lot of great news stories. And I see you and your activism on there constantly. You post on that thing maybe three or four times a day. What kind of success have you found using social networking sites like Facebook and, of course, your website, CindySheehan.com?
Actually, my website is CindySheehan.com.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I think if you put in CindySheehan.com, you get the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then I have my blog, CindySheehan.blogspot.com. But what I'm finding with Facebook is that we can reach out to many thousands of people. And the people that we're reaching are young people who need to be radicalized. The young people in the 80s, 90s bought into this false paradigm of power and greed. And so we need to radicalize these people. I know you were talking about in Pittsburgh with the G20 when you saw young people were making sense. Young people were bravely putting themselves between the police state and our freedom, between the police state and our safety. You know, the police state came to Pittsburgh, as you well know, not just to suppress our freedoms, but to attack us. And I take an exception that you said the boarding bureaus weren't making a difference, Jason, because I was 52, and you saw me stand up to a policeman and walk away.
Many times. You actually were a lot. In many cases, I will say this, and you might actually see some of this footage coming up in the new Police State 4 film. I'm not sure if they stuck you in there, Cindy, but I think they may have put one of the interviews I got with you in there. You were much more aggressive than even I was, and I was even blushing at points. And you were like, what am I too hardcore for you? And I'm like, no, I roll with Alex Jones. But geez, Cindy, I mean, sometimes these people know not what they do, but that doesn't give them an excuse to say, act like they did the night after the G20 was over. I mean, I found that to be probably the most horrific experience of the G20, the fact that these guys were really going to use force. There was maybe 200 or 300 people in that park initially. There was nothing out of control. There was no violence going on. There was no showing of anarchists. And these guys lined up military style. They started using the sound weapons. They deployed the gas on people. And I taped them beating a kid in like a peace flag on his bike, trying to get his bicycle back. I got them breaking his knuckle as he tried to reach for his bicycle. I saw them massively rounding up people. I almost got arrested. I basically got out of the zone just before they started to arrest people. And I had warned, my cameraman and producer, Rob Dew, at the time, hey, they're about to arrest people. You might want to get out of here. And 5 minutes later, he was arrested. And that was a big eye-opener for me. I didn't want to see that type of activity in this country, yet it's come here, and it seems more and more acceptable. It seems like, you know, I posted that video, I think the day after I got back from Pittsburgh, and I actually had people saying, those cops did a good thing. Get those hippies. They have no idea what's going on in the world, and they have no idea how dangerous it is to have militarized police forces rounding people up on the streets unconstitutionally. You and I, just like anybody else in that city, had the right to be in that park, and they took that right away.
It was pretty awful, Jason. And, you know, one thing is that, and I think we were together when this happened. We had a squad of them march up to us. Mm-hmm. And then the squad, I asked, what are you guys doing? How come you're in our class? You're not in the robber class. You're in the working class. You're with us. You're our family. You're our friends. Why are you protecting those monsters up there? And the guy said, well, we're here to protect your rights too. I said, really? You shot me with a sound cannon? You shot tear gas at me, you've shot at me with rubber bullets, how come I don't feel protected? And I'm not the one with the weapon. I'm not the one with the power. I'm just here doing what every American should do. But every human being should stand up for their rights. And the people who attack us for standing up for our rights don't realize that we're standing up for their rights, too. And if they support this, you know, gross abuse of police state power, who knows where we're going to be in 5 years, 10 years. And Jason, I have, you know, children surviving, and I have two grandchildren and one on the way. I don't want them to grow up in a country. I don't want them to grow up in a world like this. And no matter how, like today, I've got dozens of hate mail. No matter how much hate mail I get, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop doing it, because the world doesn't have to get incrementally worse. We can reverse that trend and start to make it better. But we, you know, I am active on Facebook, like you said. I'm active on the internet. I reach out to many, many thousands of people that way. But like you, I'm out on the streets too. It's a balance for me. I'm out on the streets doing activism. I'm getting arrested. I have a friend that says, "Be careful," and I say, "You know, I'm going to be careful until it's against my principles to be careful." And then I'll stand up to the police state, and, you know, the most of the time I get arrested. But we have, if we all don't start doing this, then we are going to slide deeper into fascism. And that is, you know, this is a scary thing for me. One day you're going to wake up, and this is going to be something, this country, this world's going to be something that doesn't resemble the way it was the day before. And we just really have to stand up to the power and do it courageously. They were scary. Those cops in Pittsburgh were scary. But
they were very scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I got chased by one out. I mean, the guy grabbed me, said, "Get out of my face." I thought I was going to be arrested. I backed out of the perimeter. All of a sudden, this guy with a dog is reaching for his pepper spray and the plastic cuffs, and I'm just backing off. I don't want to be confronted by power-hungry police officers in Darth Vader masks. You know, I remember before it really started to kick off, this one young girl, she was a college student. She was on her bike. She decided to put her bike down and sit here, and she's like, "You know, I go to school here. I pay for this. This is my park. What are you doing here?" And, you know, the cops got really, I mean, I have the video. They buff up their chest. They all of a sudden they make a perimeter. The one guy puts up his shield. This is a young girl who weighs 120 pounds with a bicycle. I'm sorry. She's not a threat to national security. She doesn't need to be bullied by somebody who really shouldn't be given this type of power in the first place. Cindy, tell people how they can make a difference, how they can come out to D.C. and be part of this sustained protest.
Well, I hope everybody goes to our website, peaceoftheaction.org, P-E-A-C-E of the action.org. I can be reached through that. We have a Peace of the Action website. We're also organizing for the G20 in Toronto in June. So we have a Resist Toronto G20 Facebook page if people want to start being involved with that. We already have our rooms reserved, and we're going to be in the convention center, the hotel with the convention center, so we can be closer to the robber class, to so they can hear our voices and not just the voices of the elite, power-hungry, violent, you know, world leaders. So there's just so many things going on this year. I've dubbed this year 2010 the year of resistance, and that's resistance to the robber class and their crime.
You know, and I want to remind people that are going to go down there to bring their camcorders. And I mean, you're in D.C. You're in the belly of the beast. There are a lot of prominent people walking around. And if you see one of these people, one of these members, if you identify one of the members of the robber class, go ask them some tough questions. That's how we make a difference. One of the videos that you, the listeners out there, and you, the activists out there, can make and throw on YouTube can get thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, in some cases, millions of views and break through into the mainstream media. We're the ones that are informed. We're the ones that have identified the problem, identified the enemy. So it's time to take the fight to them. And in this info war, I really do believe the best weapon is a digital camcorder. You just can't go wrong with it. So if you're going to go down there, you're going to be a part of this sustained protest, please bring a camcorder and be willing to use it. You know, I know it's tough sometimes when you identify one of these monsters and you're all of a sudden your gut drops. You're like, do I go ask a question. What do I do? What do I do? You just got to get past that. We all have that. I remember, you know, the first time I was in a public speaking situation because of the films I'd made, I was very nervous. I'm sure that you were very nervous when you first came on the scene of the anti-war movement. We have to get beyond that and get into action, get into activism. And I'm telling you, in this info war, there's nothing that scares these people more than honest, truthful information. You can bring that to the masses with your digital camcorders. What's the website again to get involved, Cindy?
It's peaceoftheaction.org, P-E-A-C-E of the action. And another thing, on Friday, this Friday, I'm going to be in Manhattan, and We Are Change and Luke Rutkowski and Manny Badillo are organizing a fundraiser for Peace of the Action. So if anybody wants information on that, I believe it's up at the We Are Change website. So that's from 8 to 10 at the INN Studios at 56 Walker Street, a fundraiser for Peace of the Action. So if anybody's in the New York City area, we invite them to come out and not just help us raise money, but to get a lot of information. Our topic is the state of the U.S. anti-war movement. And the state of it right now is pretty pitiful, but unless the anti-war right and the anti-war left can work together without, these petty differences, arguing about, social structure and other things, then we actually have no chance.
Well, I agree, and I think it's great that you're working with We Are Change and Luke and Manny, two great individuals that really, Luke took an organization that didn't exist, and now it's internationally known. It's making headway all over the news from ABC to CBS to even Fox News, and it even got some positive coverage during the ClimateGate scandal. So we can break through, we can become effective, and we can come together. I think it's great that you're going to be in Manhattan. Let's take a few calls before the end of the hour and the end of the program for Cindy Sheehan. Let's go to Nick in North Carolina. Nick, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, sir. Hi, you and Jason.
Good.
Cindy, I'm really, really glad I got a chance to say thanks to Cindy Sheehan. For many years, I've been watching all her activism. I just saw a video of her going to Dick Cheney's house and whatnot. And she's got a lot of courage, and she stands up to a lot of evil demons. The Donald Rumsfelds and all the military-industrial complex, but it's the corporations and the robber barons we got to stand up against. So thank you, Cindy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick. And, one of my favorite Cindy Sheehan's photographs is the one with her bullhorning the guy right next to him. You can see that on her Facebook page. We'll be back after this final segment of the Info Warrior.
The dust of my father.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids.
Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Over at theinfowarrior.com following the program, or please become a prisonplanet.tv subscriber. Only $5.95 a month. You can see this streaming video, the full 3 hours every week. You can get the archives. You get the Alex Jones Show. You get all of my films. You get all of Alex films and so much more. It's literally the price of an extra value meal that you gorge yourself at McDonald's for of one time for an entire month. It is the deal of the century and it really helps support us here. And I want to thank Cindy Sheehan for being on air with us. I think what she's done over the past 5, 6, 7 years is unbelievable. I mean, this woman has really been the advocate we've been looking for. Somebody who is not going to stop when Obama comes into office or the next president comes into office and we're still in the Middle East. Let's take some final calls for her. Let's go to Dave in Illinois. Dave, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We got Dave? Or don't we have Dave? Are we dropping him? Let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the line.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jason.
Yes,
Cindy,
sir.
Nice to talk to you guys. I want to first say thank you to Cindy and everything that she's doing. You too, Jason. You guys are watchmen on the walls, and I don't think people understand what's at stake here. You know, the fact that yes, we're trying to fight the government. But there's a bigger agenda at stake here. The bigger agenda that most people don't talk about on your station. These people, look at the Georgia Guidestones. Look at everything that they're doing with the vaccinations and stuff. It's all about depopulating the planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, John? So, in my next film, Invisible Empire, I do have a subsection in the film that goes from the global warming into a subsection of kind of this eugenics agenda. And when I see people like Ted Turner being confronted by We Are Change this year saying that, oh, I don't think a population of 250 to 300 million, that's not me anymore. I think the United Nations is right. It needs to be 2 or 3 billion. Well, if it's 2 or 3 billion, that means that 50 to 70% of us have to die, and I can assure you that it will not be Ted Turner and his cronies, people like David Rockefeller, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, even Oprah Winfrey and Michael Bloomberg, where they're meeting in New York City in secret to discuss overpopulation. That's a headline out of the Telegraph, and you can check that out in my next film, Invisible Empire. I thank you for the call, John. You know, there's just so many things out there that we have to deal with. We can only focus on so much. But Cindy, while we were down, and get that off the air, guys. You guys are killing me. Anyway, when we were in Pittsburgh, I remember interviewing you and you saying to me, you know, these people meeting behind closed doors in secret at this G20, they are trying to create a new world order. Cindy, wrap up with that. What do you think this new world order they're trying to create looks like?
Well, I think that they announced it. Funny, right, mm-hmm. Jason?
Yeah.
They said that they have become the new global economic leader, mm-hmm. and they declared it themselves. And this is what this new world order is. It's the global robber class. The global robber class working together in partnership to take more of our resources, to take more of our wealth, to take more of our children. The man who said it's about depopulation, what is war? War is about depopulation. War is about ruining the environment. War is about sucking our resources dry, money and everything. So if they can work together, we have to work together too.
I'm with you 100%. Give out that website one more time.
cchamsoapbox.com,
peaceoftheaction.org. Get involved. Thank you so much, Cindy. It's the Info Warrior. Hey, thank you. We'll be back next week. God bless you all.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.